From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A Kentucky county clerk remains jailed over her refusal to comply with a federal court order to issue marriage licenses. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis objects to same-sex marriage. After taking her into custody, a federal judge then asked Davis's deputies if they would issue marriage licenses, and they said they would. William Sharp is the legal director of the Kentucky ACLU. He says Davis had a way to avoid jail.
She chose to remain in custody rather than accept the suggestion that we proposed, that she simply agree not to interfere with her employees' willingness to issue marriage licenses.
Some same-sex couples plan to again apply for marriage licenses today from the Rowan County Clerk's office now that Davis isn't there. It's unclear how long Davis will remain jailed. Vice President Joe Biden says he doesn't know yet whether he'll seek the Democratic nomination for president. Speaking in Atlanta last night, Biden indicated that he and his family may need more time to recover from his son's recent death. From member station WABE, Lisa George has more.
Biden's voice was hoarse, and he appeared a bit tired as he spoke to a group of 2,000 at a synagogue. He was asked point blank about his intentions and said the most relevant factor in his decision is whether he and his family have the emotional energy to run.
But I have to be honest with you and everyone who's come to me. I can't look you straight in the eye and say now. I know I can do that.
Biden referenced recovering from the death of his first wife and daughter, alluding to his son Beau's death 3 months ago. He said, quote, there's no way to put a timetable on that. For NPR News, I'm Lisa George in Atlanta.
Hurricane Ximena is far to the east of Hawaii, and farther north, Tropical Storm Ignacio is losing strength. But the Hawaiian Islands are still seeing storms and flooding. Jackie Young of Hawaii Public Radio reports.
On Oahu, major streets and freeways were flooded. Cars were underwater, and there were multiple power outages. Storm drains overflowed. In some areas, the floodwaters were ankle to waist deep. Ground-level buildings were flooded out and mudslides occurred. Water had to be pumped out of the moat surrounding the historic Iolani Palace downtown. The city opened a shelter for the homeless living along Kapalama Canal. On the Big Island, heavy rains drenched Kona, Tuhavi, Waikoloa, and Waimea. On Kauai, beaches remained closed. And on Maui, water was up to 1 foot high on the island's northern highway. A flash flood watch remains in effect for all Hawaiian Islands until this evening. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
The Labor Department will release the latest monthly employment numbers today. Analysts suggest as many as 220,000 new jobs were created in August and that the unemployment rate may have dipped to 5.2%. You're listening to NPR News. Police in Sacramento, California are looking for a gunman who shot and killed one man in the parking lot of Sacramento City College. Two other men were hurt. Police locked down the campus for a few hours as they searched buildings. Officials say the shooting came after a verbal dispute among a group of men. Doctors have produced new evidence that a daily pill can protect people at high risk of getting infected with the AIDS virus. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, the findings suggest the drug works, not just in the clinic, but also in the real world.
The pill is called Truvada, and it cut the risk of getting HIV by about 90% when it was tested in studies. But critics of the drug worry that it may not work as well outside carefully controlled studies. Now a study in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases helps alleviate this concern. Doctors at Kaiser Permanente in San Francisco followed more than 600 gay men while they took Truvada for 2.5 years. None of the men got infected with HIV. Half of the men, however, did get infected with another STD, like syphilis or gonorrhea, within the first year of using the preventative drug. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
Several hundred migrants remain aboard a stopped train in Hungary. They're demanding to go on to Germany. Conditions are squalid, and riot police want them to get off the train and go to a nearby camp set up for processing migrants. Meanwhile, authorities in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Poland will not allow international trains to travel to Budapest, Hungary. That's because thousands of migrants are at the main rail station in the city. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.